Giving back while building your brand? What does that even mean?
Pod One Media.
Hello, everyone. This is Rome Wilkerson. Today, I'd like to outline a community project that I'm starting. But first, let me tell you about the city I live in, the city I know. It's filled with art, friendly people, industries everywhere, from the medical industry to technology. Houston is a beautiful place with many very strong people who have endured some of the worst nature has to offer. In many beautiful places, there can be a dark side. In this case, the dark side has emerged due to a pandemic. Houston homeless, and soon to be. In these uncertain times, many people are struggling to pay their rent or put food on the table. And many of them, sadly to say, have lost their jobs. What can we do to help them? As far as Houston homeless, we have done quite a bit to try and help as much as we can with the limited budget we had to try and achieve that goal. We've been doing backpacks for the homeless for over 3 years now. These are very simple drawstring backpacks that consist of about $20 to $25 worth of items that we believe that most homeless can benefit from. I'd like to let you hear from one of the many homeless on the streets of Houston. I'm going to be providing a short excerpt from one of the videos that we recorded last year during the time we were out delivering backpacks.
All right, how you doing?
We're putting together something every month to come out, you know, to where you guys are and drop off things to you. If you were to be able to say one thing that you guys really need out here, what would it be?
I need underwear and socks.
Socks, underwear?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you?
Shoes.
Shoes?
I need all of that.
Shoes.
I got like 2 pair of pants. I got 4 years.
I got you. So what do you guys do for food out here? Where do you get your food from?
From the street, all the time. And then people get something.
So most of your what you're consuming, you're getting from donations, right?
Everything. I've been sleeping on these rocks for 4 years. I ain't even from Texas. I don't know nobody in Texas.
I see.
So what everything I get from here. I ain't got no aunties, no cousins. I moved down here with a woman and she died like 23 days after I moved here. Her family was here. So everything that I get from out here, I see right here from these rocks to them, just back and forth. Somebody give me, you know.
So if I may ask, just out of curiosity, how did you wind up in this situation?
I'm from North Carolina. I had my own business doing floors, buffing, waxing, stripping. I did that for about 13 years down in South Carolina. And I've been married to the same woman for about 26 years. And I started working with a corporation, traveling around the world like a multi-million dollar corporation, about 263 of us. We travel like 41 states a year. And I met a woman from here. She was from Old Spanish Trail, and I trained her, and you know, we're going together for about a year. So when she said, well, you know, we got a lot of hospitals down in Texas, I said, well, I'm tired of moving, you know, state to state every 18 days. We just moved to Houston, and so I could start getting a job at the hospitals, you know, and then I could start my business there. And they just fell through the roof, you know what I mean? After that, I couldn't pay my bills, they repoed my car, so I just came out here. One day I sat down there, it was 131 day, and sat down there and just started sleeping out here. After a while, probably about 4 or 5 months, there were about 5 people out here. Then after like a year, there were about 10 to 12 people out here. And then after like 2 years, there were about 8 or 9 people sleeping out here, but they just faded away. You know what I'm saying? Now it's only about four of us that sleep out here, really. But it was right many, but I just been out here a long time. So when we say predicting, like right now, it took me a long time for to get myself back together, get my identification. You know what I mean? I'm just getting that now. I just got a Texas registration card like 2 weeks ago, but my birth certificate and stuff, they wouldn't accept down here at Texas DPS. And so I had to get a lot more stuff for to get myself together for to get back on my feet. So this is I'm about to try to get a job down this man over here, and then I cut the grass today, but yesterday. Own this store, I know like all of these people over here, and I'm really like a business owner. Just like not to judge, because I've been around some of the people. I'm 42, and this is my first time ever being homeless. But it's not so much as to say as if, you know, like, oh, you supposed to be homeless, you not supposed to be homeless, you the type. Because most of the people that I done ran across, either intelligent or at one point in time, not so much as if they didn't have their stuff together, but realize where they crashed it when they failed. But once you go all the way down rock bottom, it's a struggle to get back up. It's not so much as saying, well, why don't you go down to the shelter? You can go down to the shelter, and I've been down to the shelter several times, but there's so many people that really don't care about being homeless until when it get cold, they'll go pile up in the shelter. As soon as it get warm and they ain't got no responsibilities, they can come back out here. So the people that really do need to be in the shelter, they so crowded up in the back, there so long they want you to get in the program. And if you get in the program, which is subject to be good, but only if you're on drugs or whatever that program is for. I'm not on drugs. See, I left the drugs alone like 14, 15 years ago. And so it's not, they don't have a work program saying, well, okay, well, can I stay here for 30 days while I can get a job because I need to take a shower every day? If I get a job, these people ain't, it's hard for you to keep a job when you're outside. You know what I mean? So when you say, what do you need as far as like financially, I really don't need nothing. If you, you know, if you got some yards for me to cut or you got some shingles for me to put on, I know how to use a nail gun. I took culinary arts, you know what I mean? I know how to use a deep fry and a tilt grill, you know what I mean? I can write a little bit. I ain't no rocket scientist, but I took psychology 101 in the 6th edition, you know what I mean? I don't need no money. I already know how to fish. You ain't got to give me a fish. I already been taught how to fish. I need you to take me to the river. I'm here.
Well, I feel like I'm blessed to even meet you, brother. I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
Won't you take this and go through it, take a look at some of the stuff that we brought for you.
Sir, you go through it, and anything you want me to have, I need it because I really
everything
have
that's in that bag belongs to you, including the bag.
Thank
so
you.
I want you to see what's in there because we want to start bringing stuff like this out here all the time. Well, you might want to put it over there because there's some cans and stuff. There you go. Whatever works for you, man.
Yeah, I always, I sleep outside. I mean, there's nothing for me to sleep.
Hey, I understand. Yeah. Trust me, I understand. Hey,
you know what? This is exactly what I need.
Hopefully you're starting to understand how bad it can really get. These people were living on the streets pre-pandemic. Unemployment is a huge challenge, and it's going to be an even greater challenge for many people in the Houston area going forward. To earn a living wage, just to be able to survive week to week, month to month. So the main purpose of this project is to call together a number of small business owners, entrepreneurs, and develop a roundtable and see exactly what we can do to give back to our community and help many of these people get back on their feet. Yes, there are a number of people that have been unemployed for a very long time, long before the pandemic ever emerged. But I still believe there's quite a bit we can do to help them. So I'll be calling on business owners in every industry that I currently do business with now. And hopefully, with their leadership and their networking ability, we'll be able to bring some relief to these people in the Houston community. And one of the main goals that I have for this project is that it will inspire others to do the same all over the country, in your own communities. This will be the perfect opportunity to network through social media and bring people together so that they can then help and empower others to stand up and be proud of themselves and get back to work. A little known fact, there are a number of government grants and loans for companies to hire the unemployable. And what I mean by that is there are a number of people who fall in a certain category. Maybe they have something in their history that prevents them from being hired by some of the mainstream companies. But those grants are available so that those people can also reach some level of gainful employment. And I'd like to see more companies utilize these resources. What amazes me to this day when I talk to so many people in the business community, they're not even aware that these grants and other programs even exist. Awareness is a powerful tool to engage action. Over the next few weeks, I will be interviewing a number of these business leaders and we'll brainstorm. And like I said, hopefully we can put something together. No, I won't say hopefully. I know we will. We will put together a network of individuals like-minded that want to see our city grow and want to see our city strong. So if you're one of those individuals and you've received this podcast as a link from one of your friends, Yes, I'm talking to you. I'd like you to contact us via our website or any social media that you may find for Pod One Media. My name is Rome Wilkerson, and I'm willing to work with you to help rebuild our community and give people a fighting chance to take care of their families and put food on the table.